Hello, Diva. What you're about to hear is not a studio recording. This is an intimate backstage key between two queens and one pansexual icon. Enjoy the show.
Sweetie,
on is professional, good. Yo.
Is this somebody interesting?
Yes.
Who?
My friend. Hi, baby father.
Sorry, I went inside and my mom asked me to do like 50 things.
Girl. It took so long to call back. We're about to record a podcast. You want to be on a podcast?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Yo.
Using your podcast.
Are we recording?
It's recording, but
oh,
it's not,
my God.
I'm not shady with the edits, baby.
No, you have to be shady with the edits.
Well, I'm
that's
shady with the edits, but I'm not like,
you're
nasty.
Not Whitney Williams.
Well,
you should be.
You're Angel Williams.
I kind of
Money Williams.
Yes, I'm Angel Money, sweetie, and I do
Angel Money. We're on the Angel Money podcast.
I went to her party. Remember?
Yeah. You went to the platinum party.
Wait, which one? The one in
you went to the first one.
Wait, period.
That was iconic. And
yeah.
When I was one of your strippers,
one
of your strippers, and you were hanging out with trying to make you one of her minions. We should talk about. Minion Factory.
Oh, I'm so down. I love
it. We're just talking about Minion Factory.
Yeah.
As in.
Yes, darling.
As in. You were hanging out with someone.
Yes.
She's a Minion creator.
You were hanging out with. What did you say?
They stole a bunch of fucking money from her that night.
They stole money from you.
Who? Oh, shit.
Oh, ooh,
is this
me.
Still recording? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Was it?
Well, I'm nobody, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they
anonymous source.
They took money. They took like rap. They took like
who?
Bills.
Who?
When I left, I saw two bitches open up their purse, and there was like mad money coming out of the purse. And they're like, "We gotta book it. Like, let's go."
Who?
The silence
was the bitches.
Who was you? The bitches?
The bitches that I saw do that was and it was
this needs to get bleeped.
And then who?
And it was this I can't remember.
I think it was
trans cis. What's the description?
Well, I don't remember anything else.
You trying not to be canceled?
Canceled.
Say it.
This is getting her money.
Say it. Who was it? Who
was it? I was hanging out with those people that night. And when I left, they're like, "We gotta go. Like, they took a bunch of money."
Oh. Not the scamming the dog.
Sweetie. Not motherfucking.
2021, yeah.
It would not be the first time stole from a door. That's all I'm gonna say. I know a lot of tea about that one.
And you know what's crazy? Was saying that as we were leaving.
Wait, what?
Like, the whole group was like, take money again. Like, and then it was like a point in the group, like, everyone was like awkward, but I don't really know it's funny. But everybody was just like, everybody was just like, we be the first time. That was me or something like that. And it was just like, why?
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
You know how I was a guest. I was there. I didn't know anybody. I was just like, okay. Like,
who all was like, there? Did you know? Do you recognize anyone who was there?
It was his first time partying out. Like, I invited you because, like, I was like, I want you to come to this party.
I remember, yeah, it was this two white boys. It was like this gay boy that was like stuck to but I don't remember anybody's names.
Yeah, like I feel like switches out a minion.
Yeah.
Personally, I fucking love that's an icon, that's a legend. Like,
we love
We
sure fucking
do, I guess.
We love her minions. We love her minion factory.
Okay, well, I guess we should start recording.
Were we not recording?
Yo, y'all want to be that messy already?
Okay, period.
Period.
I'll talk to you later. Mwah.
Okay.
He's gay?
Bisexual.
Yes.
So...
let's get started. Okay, so this is the start, which is so crazy because we just had
the Lord.
Oh my Lord!
The things on a journey
that just fucking happened. Like, you guys don't even understand. Like, what just occurred? And it's such...
it's New York tea that's like
forbidden tea.
Forbidden tea.
Dark-sided tea.
Crazy fucking
like
tea.
Like, OG New York tea.
Oh,
like,
my fucking God.
Pre-pandemic.
They will never know.
Well, we'll see what they know.
We'll see.
Subscribe to my Patreon and we'll see what the fuck. If you guys find out, but that was crazy.
Yo.
That he called and had that to say.
I know. Shout out. We are on Angel motherfucking Money.
I am here. We're on Money Talks.
We're on Money Talks called Money Radio.
This is the, you said this is the Queen Radio edition.
This is Money Talks Queen Radio.
We're being
extra. The bars are in New York.
Reloaded.
Add the sound effects. Boom. The re-up. Angel Money Talks, the re-up.
The re-up. I'm Angel Money. I'm here with Goth Jafar, Suffy.
Hey.
River Dolly.
Hey.
And we are in an undisclosed location in New York. It's
Bushwick.
No, we're not in Bushwick.
I would never go to Bushwick. Ew, gross.
I don't believe
what
in that.
What the fuck is a Bushwick?
We are in an undisclosed location that is too glamorous for you, Hosey.
We're in a penthouse. We're in Andrew McCaddy's, Beyonce's.
Andrew's in the other room. So me, I'm actually opening for Beyonce next. So I'm really
excited. The cowboy tour.
Yeah.
Cowboy Carter.
I feel like I'm rocking her hair tonight.
You are.
I'm getting Renaissance
blonde
waves.
Bundles.
It also gives, what's the bitch, I live quite an impression. What's that bitch?
Sabrina Carpenter's avatar.
Oh, they're giving Sabrina.
Yes.
I feel like
it's Beyonce and Sabrina.
Yeah. That's true.
So just gotta taste me.
I feel like it when I'm kissing you.
How my pussy tastes.
Yo,
that's literally how my pussy tastes, but in pop song edition.
Okay.
Exactly.
We love Sabrina Carpenter.
We love Sabrina.
Shout out to Merce. Shout out to OnlyFire's manager, Merce, who manages our friend OnlyFire. He also manages Sabrina Carpenter.
OnlyFire has the same manager as
Sabrina
Carpenter?
The same manager as Sabrina Carpenter.
Wild.
That's crazy.
Is that it?
That's the tea?
How?
Period.
OnlyFire is made from the ground up.
Good. My bitch is from
the
trenches of Croatia. She's self-made.
Period. That's fucking stop.
You would think OnlyFire is a doll, but that's a twink.
No, that's
man.
A twink.
That's for sure. Twink.
That's a twink.
That's our twin. That's our twin.
Well, I don't see you guys very often at all. Like, I feel like only when I'm in Berlin at this point.
Uh-oh. I feel like you had a magical trip in Berlin.
Oh my God. I don't know about
that. Didn't I see you in Barcelona?
Yes. In Barcelona.
Yeah.
Also, no shade, but fuck Berlin.
Check.
I love Berlin
for the
memories it has given me, but it, like, honestly, changed me into a different person.
It is
for
such
the
a
better,
bad city.
Actually.
I like don't
but
fuck
I
with it. I'm gonna be honest.
Do not want to be associated with dark sided things.
No,
it's very satanic. So we're moving to Barcelona 2020.
Okay, would you talk to the mic, talk more like directly?
We're,
the mic,
like, so we're moving to fucking Barcelona, bitch.
Shit, are you? Is that too. The move?
That's the move.
Oh my God, that Barcelona. Makes me so happy because I want to move to Barcelona so bad.
Barcelona is so beautiful.
Been to
it's literally, literally.
It is the best city.
It
ever.
Is the girls. It's literally LA of Europe. Palm trees. People working out,
yeah,
the music, food, the nightlife,
the
good food, the parties
so
are amazing.
The beach, like everything.
And literally, yeah, like Barcelona,
I mean,
fucking looks
after
like.
After I left you, I went to fucking, I stayed in the Gothic Quarter for like 3 or 4 days or something, and it was the most beautiful. I felt like I was in Final Fucking Fantasy. It was insane.
Wow, yeah,
it's
so
the most beautiful,
beautiful
city I've ever it's, been to in my no, entire
I,
life.
You know what I always say? Barcelona looks like. Far, far away in Shrek 2.
Yeah,
there's that castle in the hill
kinda.
With that amusement park.
I can
and
see
it
that.
It's like the castle from far, far away, and it's like the sunsets.
It's
there's
just like a fantasy world.
It's that. Giving fantasy, like mystical, like fairy, like
yeah.
Sexy Winx Club fairies. Like
the, house.
The Winx Club fairies, like fucking party in Barcelona. They don't party in Italy.
They sure do.
They party in fucking Barcelona and motherfucking Ibiza. Like
I know that's right.
Ibiza 2025, Gasha Far, Ibiza 2020 fucking 5. Like,
I love her.
I am going to play the most insane trance.
Oh,
we love trance
that.
Music. I love trance music.
Yes.
Transsexual music.
Yes.
Sunrise set on the beach and like that needs to happen.
Okay.
My fans are called the Jafaris because like
Jafaris?
Jafaris.
Because they're faggots?
No. It's really funny because I have the Jafaris and the Jafags. It's interchangeable. Jafaris
oh,
and
so
Jafags.
Oh, the fairies are the girls.
The girls.
And the fags.
Jafags are the gays.
The Jafags.
The Jafags.
But fairies are fags, no?
Yes. It's interchangeable.
Fags, no?
Like, yeah. It's like whatever you choose, whatever gender.
Choose your own destiny.
What's
Spears.
The girl line, everyone?
Jafags?
So if you're non-binary, you're
Gervais.
A faggot, darling.
You're a like faggot.
If you're non-binary,
you're a Gervais.
Faggot.
Non-binary is
Gervais
like,
sounds kind of fab, actually.
Gervais.
A Gervais.
Non-binaryism, is that a word?
Yeah.
It's no like, shame.
What's neo-faggotry?
No shame. What's going on with you, Miss River?
Because
like,
the segue is crazy.
Well, let's be fucking for real. If we're talking about non-binaries, this non-binaries that. What's
she
your
are the OG non-binary.
Because you be.
You put non-binary
you
on
put
the
wig
map.
On.
I did,
crazy.
And I took it off, and then I put it back on,
and then you
and
put
then
it
took
back
it back
on.
Sexy pirate.
Are you gonna be putting it back on anytime soon?
I will permanently put it back on soon, cause this life ain't for me. I don't relate to this shit.
So which the gay life?
Yeah,
I'm
done with it. I'm so done with it. I'm like. Ugh. Like, what the fuck am I doing here?
It's a good fucking
I'm
question.
I'm tired of everyone. I'm
it's
tired of,
question.
Like, the manners. I'm tired of the fucking, like, lack of manners.
Yeah.
No one has manners. No one has etiquette.
They don't.
No.
They're so rude. It's in fucking
but also,
sane.
But I wouldn't put myself in that category because, like, I've never been gay. Yeah.
Well, because you fuck women, right?
I fuck everything.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You fuck everything?
Every hole is a goal.
Oh.
In the sense that I just like
the guy's suitcase off the fucking
the suitcase on the bed is crazy.
Girl,
I know.
No, it's all good. We're having so much fun. And,
I have my audience with me. We have
I have my audience with me. We have Hello Kitty.
Oh yeah, you brought your plushies out the bag.
I got my plushies. I have my Rilakkuma who's been with me since I was a teenager.
Okay.
My Rilakkuma is like my my drug mule. He has a zipper in the back, like ASMR. Like,
oh yeah, you can hear that.
Yeah, like, yeah, baby girl. Like, yeah, you can like put like drugs in his back.
You got a cundle in there.
Like, so cute. I've had him since I was a teenager. And this is my Hello Kitty. My fucking king, Hinty, got this for me. Like, Hinty's like
her Edgar.
Hinty's my LA Edgar. Like,
yeah.
He's low-key, like, I'm low-key trying to be on some, like...
You're trying to be loved Mexicanly.
I'm trying to be loved Mexicanly. I'm going to be on my fucking Victoria Beckham, like, David Beckham shit. Like,
I am going
with
to
your Edgar.
With my Edgar, we are going to look so fucking good. Like, we are going to give that annoying.
Talk directly into the.
We are going to give that annoying, like, fucking, like, Fab. Hello Kitty, e-girl, like, rapper, muscle, like, girlfriend. Like,
the house.
Like, we're going to give that fantasy, and I want to, like, I can't wait to, like, explore that with him. Because, like, the shoot ideas I have in my head, and, like, the concepts.
What are you thinking? Tell me your
the
concept.
Concepts I have. You know Jomana Kushta. Like, the OG.
Fucking
icon.
The legend. Tumblr diva. Oh, my God. Tumblr legend. That's my, one of my, like, favorite bitches
she
ever.
Is, like,
yo.
Birth. So many bitches.
Many, like, bitches.
Uh-huh. Honestly, always. Forever on the mood. Forever on the mood board. Like,
oh,
the,
yeah.
The platinum pixie. I want to give the fantasy of a fairy, of a vampire, of a siren, of a nymph, like, I, a Barbie, like, yeah. I want to give the full fucking doll
you
fantasy.
Just want to give, like,
I just want to give
fab.
Fucking fab, beautiful, alluring, unattainable,
an experience, don't we all, don't
an, experience.
All.
An experience,
and that alongside the music is going, I want to create a fantasy world, I want you to escape into
well,
this
that's
beautiful-
funny, you
want to
create a fantasy world because you created a fantasy world as well. Well, you were one of the members of a fantasy world.
What?
Shout out to Batia.
Shout out to Lena too. Oh my God.
Oh,
this episode, you need to thank Lena. Kendall would not exist
without,
if it was not
without
Lena.
Mr. Vacation.
Without Mr. Vacation.
I will say that. Kendall.
Kendall
like
prices
Lena
have rose in stocks
yes.
because of the word Kendall. Kendall was
yes.
not a thing.
No,
bitches used
Lena
to look at you crazy
in
back
the trenches.
In the day.
I will say this, when I first got to New York and I was doing fucking Kendall's off of my sugar daddy's like living room table because he owned the fucking horse farm, so he had the veterinary K on the motherfucking table in a mountain. If he, like, when I would take that out to the club, everybody would judge me.
They would look at you crazy.
They would look at me nuts. But
yeah.
You know who the only other bitch who was steady cuddling at
the
era
real
was?
Ass
was
bitch.
Motherfucking
Lena.
And there was multiple times where I was like, bitch, you know where you're getting fucking, like, you know what I mean? Like,
and Lena's a fucking OG.
She's
like,
real.
She's,
and we were just talking about, she was fucking,
one of
I
the
mean,
realest bitches
the realest ever.
We shouldn't say she was cooking the, bringing the stuff and cooking. We, you know, we should, probably shouldn't get into too much of that because it's like,
none of the details.
It is illegal, but like, yeah. She, listen, she's an OG.
Goat. Don't play with
ketamine.
Ketamine is supposed to help with depression. Like, the
yeah.
real shit.
I think
yeah.
she did, like, one of her, like,
thesis
on that.
Like, yeah, she's,
yeah,
she's a motherfucking doctor.
She's a fucking
put
doctor.
Some respect
yes,
on her
she's
fucking
a medical
name.
School. Okay.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
She birthed Kendall, and she rose the price of the condo.
Period. The price of the condo.
Oh, it keep going up.
But I wish it would go
right.
down.
What's that video? It's like, the price of pussy. Keep going up.
I wish it would go down. I'm not the price
of pussy. Keep going up.
No, literally, I'm like, the plug should give me some discount for the condo song. Because, like, girl, Kendalina Jolie put y'all on the map. Y'all stocks went
it's true.
Up.
It did. Ever since Kendalina Jolie. Before Kendalina Jolie, Kendall was probably like $30, $50.
Yeah.
Bitches used to look at you crazy.
Yeah.
It's
ketamine.
True.
Bitches were
it's
like,
true.
What the
it
fuck?
Was
30?
It was
like,
expensive
what the
as fuck. Like, y'all don't understand. Ketamine used to be so.
And it was the 90s
cheap.
New York drug.
Yeah.
Like, now it's like literally, if you want good ketamine and you don't have a fucking wholesale connect like me, girl,
it's gonna cost you.
Wow.
And you're gonna be doing that Chinatown combo.
Yes. And
the
somebody texted me the other fucking day saying, do you have the Chinatown condo number? And I said, sweetie, are you out of your goddamn mind?
Is Chinatown condo just like
Chinatown condo is literally
like,
just
crazy?
Chemicals.
Is it Metox?
Like, it's beyond. Chinatown Condo is beyond anything I've ever experienced. It's beyond.
It was a dark era for New York.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Honestly,
people are still regaining their brain cells from
it's
doing
true.
It.
Because they literally, bitch, they
regrowing my brain cells.
Four ass laundry detergent, whatever the fuck they want in there. Like, they it was given big, I've said this for years,
a
big ass cauldron, and they fucking stir whatever the fuck up, and they put it, they told. Somebody who also stole
the soup,
that
person, the cauldron.
They told Miss Thing, who also maybe possibly we found out stole from me, that
oh,
they,
wait,
which
wait,
I'm not
can't
gonna,
you bleep
I'm,
it out?
Oh, I'm not gonna mention the. I'm. They told
that belief that
that oh. we that they because oh they had the Aniskat files. Remember the Aniskat files?
Yeah, yeah.
You get the Aniskat files. They told they were so bad in quality. Like, you should always never get the Aniskat because they put so much bullshit into it. That if you're gonna do any of the ketamine from them, like, don't do the Aniskat, because think about it. They're spending all the motherfucking money on the box, the fucking, because yeah. they had it would come in a box with like a prescription thing on it. And it's like, girl, you just spent what you would have spent on the product on the box. Like, let's be fucking for real. You think you really are slick? You think you can't? China, you don't think you can make a fucking box?
Is like, fucking suicide, Kendall.
It is crazy.
Ketamine is supposed to make you feel light and airy,
yes.
and beautiful, and feel like you're on a beach. It's supposed to make you feel like a video game.
Easy.
It's supposed
easy
to feel like a Final Fantasy video game. Like,
yeah.
That's what ketamine is supposed to feel like. It's supposed to make you feel like you're like riding on a unicorn, like getting your errands done, like you're living in a little fantasy world, everything's a little sparkly,
oh, yeah.
like hazy, Pesha Collins shoot, like nymph in the like forest vibes. Like, that's why I like
spiral.
Like, it's like really pretty. But Chinatown, Kendall,
ooh,
sound effects. I'm like,
Chinatown kind of, people would be like, I had an experience last night that felt like people ripped my skin off and then it turned into pixels and then the pixels turned into ashes and then the ashes burned.
Like, Chinatown, like, what? Some crazy shit.
Like, there was this, what?
You remember like YouTube poops?
What the fuck were
like,
y'all doing?
YTPs, like they would like, make these
Chinatown was YouTube poop.
It was like the SpongeBob. There was this one SpongeBob YouTube poop that was just like, I was watching a SpongeBob YouTube poop and I was like, yo, this is literally what Chinatown Kendo feels like. Because it was just like cutting to so much crazy shit.
And it was glitching. It was
no,
like,
it's the glitchiest fucking.
It makes you so fucking retarded. It makes you so dumb.
Ever, like, Chinatown Kendo. Chinatown Kendo is a totally different thing from like any kind of ketamine you've experienced.
Mind you, when you're in a K-hole, you're supposed to still be able to function. Like, you're not supposed to.
Well, I mean, it depends on the person.
Yeah.
But like, I tweeted the other day that everyone's brain is not the same. Like, y'all be
true.
Like, people, bro, you saw the fucking Ziploc. Like, I do kind of mean like it's nothing, and I can talk like it's nothing, walk, talk, dance, do a
mind
split.
Mind you, I always base my ketamine on a level of quality. I always say the best ketamine I've ever had was Brazilian ketamine is my favorite because
it's
straight
so
from
good.
The fucking Brazilian
so
horses. Those Brazilian horses and the fucking carotene treatments.
The Brazilian, the Cetamine like, brand with the C.
Yes.
In it.
Like, and the fucking ocean. Cook. Exactly.
Girl,
freshly,
it's got the
ocean
in it. Like,
the
ocean
breeze. It feels like you're literally sitting in the
it's
fucking
crazy.
Ocean.
Yeah.
You can
Girl, we must sound like such fucking Addison Rae right now. But you're from motherfucking the crack capital of the world. You live in Crack City, bitch. Listen, last time I was in motherfucking Berlin, I felt as though I was gonna lose everything because saying that it's like Hieronymus Bosch the house, like walking through Gorlitzer. I keep saying this, but walking through Gorlitzer Diva, walking through Gorlitzer Park, it's like, am I gonna die here?
Yeah,
like, am I gonna die here? Like, am not only am I gonna die here, is my soul gonna die here?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it is there, the darkness
is there's the history of that city. I always say there is Nazi ghosts roaming around
the
Berlin. And there are literal haunted apartments. I feel like Friedrichshain is
we lived in one
haunted area. We lived in a haunted
we lived
apartment.
In one. Yeah,
we lived in Friedrichshain. In Friedrichshain,
you feel like that's more haunted
because that's where Hitler like used to like have like
wait
the,
really
like the marches. I think like
wow,
bitch, I know that.
That's where he used to have the marches and like the calls and like. Friedrichshain or Noka, like,
oh
like,
my
god, I don't know how like,
was
history mixed up, like, but yeah, like, Germany is very haunted.
Sweetie,
we would walk at night and hear like screams and things.
Like, we lived in RJ's apartment. Shout out to LSDXOXO.
Shout out to LSDXOXO.
Love you down. We stayed in his apartment our first 2 months in Berlin,
okay,
which was like
kind of a headless time. Like, we were going out every weekend.
We were,
mind you, Friedrichshain.
We were the club kids of Berlin. They loved us.
They loved us. Berlin loved is us. Giving crack city. There's no glamour. So if they ever see a bitch who, like, who puts on something that isn't ugly, they're going to gap.
Yeah.
You don't even have to try in Berlin. Like,
not they are dressing up. We were dressing up. They weren't used to that. Like, we gagged.
We
like, stormed the scene, Loki. Like,
I will say, whenever I go to Berlin, I feel like a motherfucking celebrity.
A star.
Like, but that's not necessarily like, I think that the thing about New York is that when you're here and you're a star, you're actually a star.
Yeah, like, everyone like, is glam.
If you know, if you live in a major, like actually, not that Berlin isn't major, but like if you live in a city that's not fucking.
No shit. No shit. Berlin's not major anymore.
I feel like it had its moment.
It had its moment for sure.
It had its moment.
But it's low-key washed.
What? Oh, you need a card?
Really racist.
It's like,
what is that green card?
We're cutting up the motherfucking Academy with a green card.
With a green card. How? You know I'm working on my green card.
I'm working on my green card.
Who is green card? Fucking girl. Green card marriage.
I just got my green card.
There's a lot of green card marriages in this motherfucking town.
I'm getting my visa.
You're about to have one?
I'm about to have one.
With who? I don't know yet, but there's many eligible.
You're trying to get married.
No wedding.
Yeah, but I don't think I want American citizenship. I think I want like Spanish citizenship. Like I want like
where
the
do you
EU.
I want to go to Brazil.
I want EU citizenship. So where's you know.
Where's what the fuck?
Whoa.
Where's my $100?
Sweetie, that's when you know you're cundled. When you're like, where's
hold
the
on.
Fucking? Where's the motherfucking? Oh, it's here.
And here's the green card.
Period.
Yay! We found it.
We got we're getting
solved.
High on alive. Boom.
We'll continue too.
I have to get married for citizenship in Europe because like I don't want to live in America. I want
to
live.
You're gonna get married to like somebody in Barcelona or something.
Yeah.
Who has the strongest passport though?
That's a good question.
Yeah, whoever got the strongest passport. It don't gotta be somebody from Spain. They had strong passports. I don't know.
What is a strong passport? Like, describe that.
You could go in there. It is strong, but like it's weakening. So I want like there's somewhere in Europe. It's one of those countries like Finland or some shit.
Finland, Noah Shakur. Shout out to Noah Shakur. Like I feel like he was just blessed. Like he like his mom is Finnish. So he has like dual citizenship in like the States. So he can just like and his mom is a fucking flight attendant. So he just like flies anywhere. He has
Fab. Fab. That's actually like really bad. But I will say, I think with the green card marriages, it's interesting when they stay together. You ever notice that? Like, do you know green card marriages where they stay together?
Oh, I'm not marrying. It has to be someone who I'm like, it has to be a friend, you know?
You're not marrying for love. You're marrying for citizenship.
You also need to get paid for that. Or you need to pay them.
I need to pay them?
You need to pay them? No, I think
sometimes
they give me no.
Hoes
they
get paid.
They invoice me. They didn't invoice me. Yeah. They didn't invoice
me. But you don't have
you
to
don't
get
have
paid.
To.
I mean, but all the offers I got, they're hot. Like I would marry them.
Have you seen Nora?
No, is it good?
Whoa!
But you know, I was just with Ivy last night.
She's so sweet.
Can we fucking talk about Ivy Woke?
Well, what's the tea?
She is so controversial, but I fucking love Ivy.
She's so pretty.
Like.
In person, she is the tiniest person ever.
I think she's so beautiful, and people cannot take her beauty. Like people think she's like ugly because she's like unconventionally attractive. But
she
like
also photographs very different than she looks in person.
Yeah, and also another thing is like I'm like sis, like I love you down, but like all you need is like a fucking like a good brow lady, like a makeup artist, and like you're set.
Why would you, what's her name?
Ivy Walk. She's in this Anora movie.
I brought it up because the plot of the movie is like she like marries this like Russian guy, and like for like a green card marriage basically, and the parents are just like they're not having it. Like
they don't love it.
They're from like he's like a rich ass Russian.
Yes, her.
Like a rich ass Russian celebrity.
Oh,
like nepo baby, and like he like. Like marries the stripper and like it's a whole fucking ride. Like
so the movie he marries a stripper.
He marries a stripper.
Oh my god.
The soundtrack is so
fucking
Wait,
did you just spoil
sad.
This?
It's not, it's the plot, bitch.
Oh, okay.
that's like the synopsis.
It's the synopsis. Like the,
you didn't do the wiki.
You didn't see anything, okay. Right?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like with green card marriages, my thing is just that I respect it actually so much. Like, I think there's nothing wrong with it because I really do think that if you're gonna move to a country, well, here's my alternate option that I want to propose. If I'm president, Angel Money president, I did a writing campaign. It didn't work, unfortunately. I'm not the president, as we now know. But I was trying to be. But I, my position on it is that you should have a landing. You should have a friend. I think in like a city, you should have like a bestie. Friend,
yeah.
Who is like who you're legally like. Yeah. Required yeah. to have like accountability meetings.
That, and they that was us. Like, that yeah. was us in Berlin.
Because I feel like Berlin. But that should be instead of having to do a green card marriage, I think they should do like green card friendship. Like I think you should be able
so
to
cute.
Like you know what yeah. I mean? Like you should be able to be like, okay, so I know because let's
but,
be fucking real.
To be honest, there should be no borders. There should be no fucking borders.
Like, yeah.
In my AT the democracy.
Okay.
Period. I want the 5G.
I want
clothes
her clothes so bad.
Like,
I keep talking
MIA
about the
AR sheet.
So
MIA,
MIA listen to this. MIA, if you're listening,
MIA, if you're fucking listening to this,
you're a legend.
Need the full collection.
Also,
you're a legend.
Also, in general, PR in general, Moa Lola, Diva, like, Blue Marie and like
Sweetie, Amelia, PR, fucking all of it.
Yes,
PR.
We got TPXO tea right here.
What?
Azealia gave us tea after the show.
Should we drink
Azealia tea?
We should.
Wait. Oh no, we don't have a strainer.
We don't have a strainer.
Well, how the fuck do you not have a strainer?
That is
this
so
is
sad.
Not my apartment. Keep in mind, we're in a penthouse.
We're in a penthouse.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Azealia gave us, Azealia personally gifted me this tea.
Oh. Yeah.
That's fabulous. For you specifically, she was like,
no, this is actually for my friend Kyle.
Oh.
Shout out Kylie Exotic.
Okay,
we love Kylie Exotic.
I want to ask you, wait, who is Kylie Exotic?
Kyle is our friend from Berlin. He's like this beautiful, like,
Kyle?
Irish boy. Beautiful mixed Irish, mixed king.
Mixed king.
Okay.
Only baby daddy.
We need to cut that out.
I actually have a question for River. When Azealia tweeted at you saying she had some sauce for you.
My son.
she tweeted at you saying, like, at River, like what? She was asking for your number, like check your DM or something.
She told me to she probably told me to check my text or something. She told me to check my text.
I'm
so bad at texting, and she like has. I think she has an Android, which I love. That's so glam.
I have an Android.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
That's glam.
I have an Android.
That is so glam.
Because you know what? I'm not like you, hoes. I'm different.
Exactly.
So.
You're more European pilled than me because
who me?
Bitch, you have a fucking Android, like
girl. Well, did I tell you I bought a fucking Android on the street and fucking what? Let's get to that in a second. But for you, what was the tea that she had tweeted you to say check your texts about?
To ask me to open for her on Halloween at Terminal 5.
That's foul.
Yeah.
How
you
was that?
That was just DJ. Last week. That's why my knee is fucked up right now.
You fucked up your knee?
Because of that.
Azealia's Halloween.
Surgery like a week before. Azealia made my knees, like, she made my knees.
This bundle is
boom.
Crazy.
You like it?
It's very good.
I love it.
It's great.
I had it brought in.
Very sexy. As
we were jumping. That night was like probably one of the best Halloweens I've ever had.
Okay.
I would say.
You are so sexy. Sex.
Well, I'm glad it's the best Halloween you've ever had, but I'm so sorry about your fucking ankle.
Ankle?
Or your
knees.
Your knee, whatever.
Yeah.
Whoa,
not that one. You know, I already got bad hips.
I have two metal hips. I take it back. You have two what?
I have two metal hips.
What?
I have two prosthetic.
Static the house.
Yeah, I have
what's
like, two titanium
fuck?
Hips.
Oh my God, you're a cyborg.
Yeah, literally. And then there's three screws in my right knee. That,
you know, there's
that's
a,
the recent
there's
surgery.
A tranny surgery where they screw in This is like so crazy, but I don't know if it ever actually happened, but there was like a prototype Korean surgery where they would create like a 3D printed mold of, or a 3D printed piece of your hip. And like drill it into your fucking hip so that it extends your hip bone so that you're actually just have wider hip bones instead of like giving you a BBL, which is so, that's like the anorexic wet dream, like the anorexic tranny wet dream. Like,
oh my
God. Wait. Finspo. Wait, let's talk about ED Twitter.
Okay.
Oh my God.
What do you have to say?
Yo.
I think it's fucking so fucking stupid that ED Twitter is like really popular again.
Yeah, I'm like, no shade. If you have an eating disorder, keep that shit to yourself. Like, if you want to be successful in like in any like performance, like entertainment industry, like you have to be skinny to be successful, which like really fucking sucks. And that's like the really sad, like harsh reality of it.
Yeah.
But don't boast about it. Like don't promote that. Promote that dark lifestyle.
I started getting anorexic I feel like I learned anorexia through Tumblr because there was so
of course,
Tumblr.
Yeah.
Anorexia was like, insane. Tumblr was insane. Like literally, I would do the calorie. You ever do the calorie challenges? You know the calorie challenges.
I would do the apple cider vinegar. I would
the apple cider vinegar.
I'm actually on my healthy shit. Actually, like no shade. I'm on my ED Twitter shit right now. But like, okay. I'm eating. I'm intermittent fasting. Like I'm eating more protein. I'm like I'm just getting healthier so I can like look and feel sexier.
You're just trying to lose weight, but you're not going to be ED Twitter.
I'm not going to be ED Twitter. Yeah. I'm not promoting it. I'm losing it so I can look good as fuck. Like the fuck.
You're trying to lose weight so you can look sexy.
So I can look sexy in whatever I fucking wear. Like I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to give the fucking fantasy.
Okay. I mean, I'm kind of on the same type of time, but what I will say is,
everybody has one.
Oh, what I will say about it is that I'm on the same type of time. But I'm
Maybe I should ask this. What?
Oh, I'm scared.
How old are you?
I'm 27.
Yeah, so we're like close to the same age. We're not exactly the same age. And
27 club.
Period. You're gonna survive it, sweetie. I know you will.
Yeah.
I feel like as you age,
I'm old bitches winning. I'm excited for my fucking 30s because I'm in my 30s.
I'm
going to rule the world.
I'm excited.
I am going to be on top of the fucking world. I'm going to be so financially secured, stable, flute out,
hot
PR. Yeah, like house. I'm going to reach my like model status, my
position status. Sure.
Like all of the things right now are going to be attainable in my 30s.
Okay.
And I'm going to reap the rewards that I've been like working so hard in my 20s. Like all the flowers and seeds that I've planted are like blossoming. Like
This is just like more glamorous.
Glamorous and like, money and more wiser, smarter,
sexier. I feel
sexier.
Like I like glamour.
Old bitches are winning. Like,
old bitches are winning.
And no shade, some of you young bitches, but like some of the 30-year-olds are looking younger than you. Like,
I just said this. Okay, why was I in Mandela the other day? And this motherfucking guy walks in with a pack of other guys. They're all in fucking high school. They walk in the fucking deli in Williamsburg, and I know they're in high school because I can just tell they're in high school, but they look 30. They look 30. They look 30.
You know you have 30 minutes.
30. 30 lines, more like
30 lines.
Fucking carry. But I feel like it is a serious problem.
It's mephedrone. It's mephedrone.
Mephedrone is destroying
the youth.
Mephedrone
is destroying the youth.
Don't
support that
shit. Where did this come from?
Popeyes wants you to be
mephedrone is
mephedrone for
kids in
Joe Biden put mephedrone in the hood.
Oh.
Yes.
Joe Biden spread GHB and mephedrone in the cities to destroy the gays.
Oh.
Whoa.
That's my conspiracy.
Wait, say it again.
Joe Biden spread mephedrone and GHB to destroy the gays.
Yes,
or maybe it was Trump.
Well, I will say this. Me and Liam, Bundles Liam, not Bald Liam. We used to have a theory that the CIA was tampering with the drug supply.
Yeah.
Because why wouldn't you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you tamper with the drug supply? Like, if you know... Bitch, you don't think that these hoes know all the motherfucking trade routes? They know. They know all the tea. They know everything about the drug.
Literally.
But the thing they don't know...
the helicopter.
They're coming for us.
The helicopter
is coming for us.
Boom. That's how you know we in a penthouse.
Oh my god, when I was in LA,
the fucking helicopters were circling like Hindu's apartment because the Dodgers won the game and those fucking fans are crazy. So they started riding in the streets after the parade. And then one guy like fell off from the fucking garage, like balcony. So like they had to close off the street. And then riot police came. No, he was in the hospital. Like baseball Straggots are such an interesting culture to me. Like
Straggots,
I don't get it. Straggots
infuriate me.
I don't get it.
Infuriate me.
I don't get it.
I hate a motherfucker's Straggots.
Yeah,
Straggots are just like really fucking annoying. Like,
what the thing is?
Wait, define Straggots.
Okay, so a Straggot is like a straight faggot, like a straight. But okay,
he's straight, but he's a faggot.
Like, I don't like when a guy is so well. Okay, whoa. Let's define our terms actually, because
I feel have like different
maybe we're talking about different definitions. So, what do you think a Straggot is? I'll tell you what I think it is.
Okay. My definition of a straggot is a straight faggot, a straight man who acts like a faggot but is actually really straight, which can be very confusing, but they're very sassy, they're very into fashion, they're very into social climbing, they're very into using the girls to get their way.
Okay.
Straggots.
To get clout.
To get clout.
To get clout.
Yes.
Yeah. Hobosexual.
Hobosexual. Okay. That's very straggot territory. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hobosexual is like on the same like.
Hobosexualism is like in the same Venn diagram.
Yeah. The Venn diagram. Like.
Yeah.
Girl. Yeah. I mean, I think it's so fucking fabulous to not fuck with guys who don't when it let me put my thoughts together. I think that men should be men. Here's the angel money fucking motherfucking manifesto. Men should be men.
Yes.
Women should be women.
Yes. Agreed.
And there are others.
Yes.
Of course. And
others. Are the others in the room with us?
They I'm gonna hold your hand while I say this, Diva. But you know, there are men, women, others. There's gay people, whatever the fuck. Yeah. I think it's cool. I have no beef with any of them. But I feel like my position is more so just, can y'all be men? If you're gonna be a man, be a man.
Yeah, be a fucking man. No, like that's the fucking issue. New York, I feel like whenever I'm in New York.
If you're gonna be a man, be a man.
I'm in fucking New York, I'm celibate. I'm fucking celibate because men in New York want to be the bitches. Like, if you're going to be a bitch, pop a fucking mullet and put on a fucking wig.
Exactly.
Men want to be chased. Like, I'm not doing it for you, Diva. Like, they want the princess treatment. They want to be, like, splurged out on the town.
They sure
I'm not doing it for you. They want you to text them. Nope. I'm like, bitch, like, you know who I am. Like, you're going to text me. Whenever. You're going to make a plan, and you're going to take me out.
So for all of the listeners, if you want to take out Suffy, you have to be...
A man.
And you have to take an initiative.
That's the key word of the day.
Initiative. It's a good word. It's a really pretty word.
Like, initiative. Men, hear from me. Women, girls, they love, like, initiative. Like,
yeah.
They love, like, when you have a set plan, we fucking love that shit. Like, it makes my panties wet. Like, like, get ready for, like, this dinner at, like, this time. Like, I'll get you a dress. Like, yes. Like,
do all of that. It's not hard. It's really not hard.
It's really not. It's really not. But you know what? It is at the same time.
At this point, because there's no fucking men.
Well, they're out there.
There's Soylent. It's the microplastics.
It's the shrimp.
It's like,
you think
it's the
Joe Biden
in the water.
Joe Biden
is behind this.
Made the frog gay. Like,
Okay. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I believe it. And I do think that men are being emasculated.
They are being emasculated down.
What do you think about the fact that motherfucking, what's his name? The Kennedy who ran for president but didn't win. He said he's, I guess he's taking over something.
The sexy one?
The one who has like the gravelly voice.
I don't know about
it. Is he hot? He's, I mean,
who's the one that people are like obsessed with on Twitter?
RFK, Kennedy.
I think that's his name.
No,
he's RFK. So hot. Like,
I want him to be president.
Which
one?
Because he's so fucking stupid. And like, which at this one? Point, you don't need credentials to be president. You just need to be charming.
Well,
what ain't y'all president? Like, Trump is a
reality
queen.
Like, Trump is a fucking stunt queen. Like, okay. How the fuck did you get, like,
she was on reality TV. The prince.
How did you get, like,
okay, how the fuck somebody I watched on TV is the president now? Like, that makes no sense to me.
He was
like
a fucking Fresh Prince of Bel Air. Like, and he's our president. Like, America is so unserious.
That is so crazy.
Girl. Like, Kanye could be president. Kim could be president. Like,
Kim
anybody
could definitely be president.
Kim, little Kim?
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian. Yeah, why
no,
not?
It should be
why not?
It should be little Kim.
But Nicki Minaj is
president? Yes. I would love that, but unfortunately, here's the thing. I would actually love so much for there to be Gag City globally, but we did do this on the first episode of the podcast.
We need to talk about Roman in Moscow.
Oh, man.
The fact that when you tweeted that, you woke it back up in my brain.
It is insane. I'm like, this is that song when she said,
oh, I'm a racist, said, I'm a bigot, bitch, I'm thicker than a midget. I'm a racist, I'm a bigot, bitch,
I'm thicker than a midget. Yeah. Okay, like, my point was,
what?
Well, she ate.
She
don't ever.
Nikki
don't
would ever. Be an amazing
like,
president.
No rapper today can say that.
Fucking rap.
No person today can say that.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh yeah,
we don't give a fuck.
That
like,
of fucking course. Crazy. Nicki Minaj is really insane. I do not support all of her views, but you can't take away the bitch you made with it. Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's
Nicki Minaj. It is delusional to think that anyone can down Nikki. I mean, people have their opinions.
People trying to down her.
People can
like,
have their opinions.
Yo, stop. Like,
people can have their opinions.
But they can never
Nikki.
They can never doubt that pen.
The pen is clear. And also just like her mind is a diamond. But back to my actual question, which was the Kennedy said that he wants to. What even was my fucking question? We are fried. Well, he said that he's gonna eliminate the FDA and make it more like.
Whoa.
Not the whole FDA, but like departments in the FDA. And he wants to make it like, because what he says is, remember when Fruity Loops were three ingredients? Let's bring that back.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, that's real.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not here for the Trump presidency, obviously, but like, I would like for Fruit Loops to be three ingredients.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that'd be fab. Like, if, because I feel like that's how it is in Europe. When you go to Europe, you eat foods and you're like,
the food
this
feels
is
like
boring.
Healthier premium. There.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm actually,
like, no GMO.
The food is like, actually, like, you can feel it feeding, like, you.
You're like, replenishing your.
Like, yeah. Like, you feel alive when you like, eat. When you eat here,
and
you don't feel nothing but, like,
stomach.
Shit. You just feel dookie in your gut. Like,
I'm so sick of feeling like there's blood in my gut.
I'm so sick of it. In
Europe, it's so
it's amazing.
The food in Europe is
so
like, good. Like it's actually crazy.
Ingredients, ooh. Like
girl, remember when I was in Paris and I
we ate
lobsters every
lobster
in Paris
every day.
Fucking day.
We did this like
and I'm sure it was so cheap.
It was so cheap and it's so fresh.
It's so fresh. Like
girl, I was eating fucking tartars by the sea and it was
caviar eating
cheap.
Fucking like paella.
Yeah.
Like
and it was fresh and it was raw.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
fresh raw
you,
cheap.
You mean I could eat raw?
raw fresh.
I was eating
meat.
Sea urchin, like a sweet fresh sea meat. Urchin.
I'm like, wait.
You mean
never.
I could eat raw fresh meat?
Yep.
For the price of what I pay for a deli hero,
literally
I'm gonna kill myself.
Literally, like
America feels like such a humiliation
a
ritual.
Scam.
America is a humiliation ritual. Let's
get into it.
Like,
let's
I am constantly
it.
Just like
vigilant
deli,
citizen.
Like, oh, my total 27.93.
No, literally,
like what the fuck? Like that's
wrong. Yeah,
like, that's wrong.
Was,
literally,
that's why I had to get the fuck out of New York because I was just like, yo. Why am I like getting like a $20 steak in fucking like Barcelona while I'm like suffering and paying like $500 in like fucking New York? Like, why am I paying to suffer? Like, when I got back to the States, I was like, this something's gotta change.
Something has to change.
Immediately, because these food prices, these rent prices, everything is out the fucking
it's
gutter.
Insane. Like, it's
I
like
step outside
disgusting.
And I'm like, wow,
like
when did I
why did I spend
like,
this much money
to do nothing?
Yeah.
Like, literally to do nothing.
Oh my
to
God.
To do zero things.
I just looked at like the Uber to
the Uber to the city. Like,
it's
oh my
so
God.
Crazy. Like, why is it over like $80? Like,
oh,
what the fuck?
Girl, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's such
Yo.
A disgusting
yeah.
world we live in. Like, it is a dark, 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 dark,
yeah.
dark, dark,
yeah.
dark America. Like, I wish that I was like, well, the thing with me is I actually really do want to not be here, but I don't know where I would go because I don't like Berlin at all. I mean, I do like it a little bit. I do. There's things about Berlin that I like, I'll be honest.
There's things that we like too.
There's good things.
The
okay,
quality
yeah.
of
let's,
life.
Let's say top three things you like about Berlin.
Oh, yes.
Let's do three.
Quality of life.
Really one.
I love it. Like the parks, you can just walk around. Like, the food, everything is really cheap and like it's affordable. Like, I'm like, how life should feel like. I should have to be struggling to like live in a city.
Of course.
And, like, it's a walkable city too. Like, the grocery stores, there's the, it's not a food desert.
Yes.
One thing about New York is a food desert.
Of course.
And there's so many better, healthier options.
Yeah.
And people just like walk
nutrients.
To the grocery store and just get their little items and they go every day.
Girl,
take a bike or like a scooter.
Perfect.
Yeah. A second thing I like about Berlin, I guess, is like the nightlife.
It's like
Berlin
is a cliche, of course, but like the infrastructure, the architecture of that
like,
place is like
it's insane.
No place in the world.
Nothing can top it.
You know, I still have not been to Bergenheim.
Still. Oh my God.
Because every time I go, I go to play Quia. So then I'm there on Sunday.
You go to the Ambient Club?
Girl, well,
we Quia residents.
This is the thing is like,
Shout out to Quia.
I love Quia
is
kind of my
ketamine bar in Berlin. Where
the Kundal bar.
Like,
Quia is kind of the best bar like in the world.
Ever.
Like I kind of love it. When you when we were in motherfucking oh my God, when we were in Berlin and you came to my Quia set and I was on the floor and you went drag. I was
screaming. When was this?
It was in the summer and I was playing Quia and I had this wig that was
is this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
I had this wig that was like just on it had been through a lot. Mm-hmm. Like it had been through a lot. Like the sand, the sea, the three, all of it. Like I had been on my whole world fucking tour and the braids underneath. No, ma'am.
Oh.
It was just not that time. And I was in the fucking hotel with someone who shall not be named. And
you can bleep it.
I was with Jen and she told me that I had to get ready. It's all looking ready.
Wait,
but girl.
Y'all were there at the same time?
We were in Berlin at the same time. Yeah, me and Sasha.
Yeah.
I mean, Sasha.
Was I there?
You were.
I was there at the same
I don't think you were there when Angel
No, was not there. The no. first time. No.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. And then I was only in Berlin the yeah. second time for like 1 second. But anyway, the first time I went to Berlin, I was getting ready and my hair was just a mess. Like, you know when your shit is like so fried? Like, you're just like, I need to hang this shit up flat screen. There was a bald patch in my frontal that was so shocking that you would never believe it.
It's got me so mad.
I was like, why the fuck are you wearing a durag? Like,
so listen, there was a fucking frontal.
Angel Money in a durag.
I have to see this picture. Angel
Money in a durag in Berlin.
I have to see this picture.
So I had a hole in my frontal lace. For those of you who are not wig connoisseurs, lace front wigs, there's a section of the wig that is lace and there's a section of the wig that is wefts.
Yeah.
Oh. And the lace is very sensitive and it can tear and rip. And listen, the way I was fucking running through my fucking urep, it ripped bad.
Oh.
And I was just like, this can't work. And then I was like looking in the, I was like, okay, well, so, but I can't go in my foundation braids.
Right.
So then, wait, what do I have in my bag? Like, what's in my bag? What can I do? Like, what do I have? And I had, like, I was like, oh, right. Because to dress myself before, I ordered 100 things from Temu. Like, I literally spent, like, $1,000 on Temu. And got so much Temu white shit deposited to my house because I knew that God. Like I was gonna want to wear white.
Y'all brave as fuck ordering from Temu. I'd be scared.
Why are you scared?
Because I'm
why
like,
are you scared?
No, because I'm like sometimes I see things and I'm just like, this is not what it looks like when it showed up.
Well, I have not had that experience. Well, it's a little, it's kind of like the Wario version of whatever yeah. I order, which I'm at peace with that. Like if I'm ordering from Temu, I know I'm getting the Wario.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Was like the Waluigi. I'm getting the Waluigi of whatever I fucking ordered.
Yeah.
Oh. So, anyway, I go in my motherfucking suitcase, and in the suitcase is... I have just all of these dirty fucking clothes from my month of tour, which is so disgusting.
Oh yeah, it was the last stop on tour.
It was my last day of tour. This was literally my last tour day. Period. My last tour day, period. Mind you, 8 countries. So I...
Period.
I went in my fucking backpack and I was like, in my bag, I went in my suitcase and went, what do I have? And I found this one. I didn't have anything that I could like really, like no hat, no nothing. Because everybody knows with a wig, bitch. Like sometimes you just have to throw a hat on.
Right.
I ordered like a silk scarf from Temu.
From Temu?
And I opened it up and it was... A fully a durag. And I was like, you know what?
See?
I was like,
I'm anti Temu.
I was like, you know what? I'm at peace with this. And I
got
it
those
on.
Glasses from Temu.
Which one?
Those ones over there.
Wait. I'm shaking the table. Wait, which one? House. Over here?
Yeah. Okay. I got these Brazilian.
Oh, they're cute though.
Yeah, they're
you
like.
You got them from Temu, so you're saying you're scared to order from Temu, but you got this. Fab ass pair.
Temu has some cute. I got that from never really shopped style. From.
This like, is from Temu.
I feel like I only shopped from like AliExpress in 2018.
No, Temu is the same. Ali. Like Temu
it's
is
the same
Ali.
Thing.
Ali. Temu is looking better than Ali because they know better.
It is looking better. Okay. I'm sorry.
Temu has some cute basics. My friends wear it, and I'm like, oh, this is really cute.
Girl,
AliExpress was nothing express about it.
Nothing Temu is better. Express about AliExpress.
Temu is better.
Temu, and you know what? It gets to your house so fast. Like, not like so fast, like not Amazon fast, but it gets to your house like deep web fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like you're going to wait like 2 weeks. But I'm fine with, I'm at peace with that. Like, so if I have enough lead time, I'm like, okay, I'm going to order 100
things. Would
y'all
ever buy a wig from Temu?
Oh, but you know what?
I'm looking at getting an Amazon wig because like-
I get it. I have an Amazon vendor.
I feel like I'm so pussy right now. Like I can just like order an Amazon wig and like put it on my head and I'm really good.
Girl, I have a vendor that I'm gonna send you.
You send me
can
the
I tell
best
you
hair vendor.
Can I tell you something?
You are right the hair plug, actually.
It's from Amazon.
It's from Amazon. Like, uh-huh. Yeah, no, like, there's
no, you know, I still use the girl that you sent me.
You what?
I still use the girl that you sent me.
Which one?
Like the one from WhatsApp.
The hey dear?
Yes.
She go, hey dear.
Yes.
The Chinese WhatsApp is everything.
I still use that.
Do you get any of that hair?
I do be getting that hair.
So this unit is, I'm like a unit wizard. Like I cut units apart and I sew them back together. So I think because it's never enough. It's never right. So what I be doing is getting a unit and then putting wefts in it. You know what I mean? Like I get, oof. I put bundles in it. Like I'll get extra, I'll get a wig, I'll get extra bundles.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't like the frontal, I'll swap it, like whatever the fuck. Like I do that shit. And then I custom color, do everything. And the Chinese people are incredible for the hair. Like it is crazy. If you get getting your hair up, but the thing is sometimes they don't listen is the only thing to what you want.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. Like when they get kind of aggy about specific details, like I had a customization request. This autism, it don't even fucking matter. But just I love the fucking Chinese hair.
Yeah,
it's fab.
My the Vietnamese hair. It's like I had it for like 5 years and it's still going. Like they know what they doing. Like them,
those raw.
They know what they doing. Like
bundles, those raw Vietnamese bundles are the
girl. The Vietnamese bundles are.
But I'm low key in my like. Yeah. I'm gonna get a kerosene treatment. Like I'm trying to like. I'm like.
You're only as a trans
girl. As a trans girl, like learning to love like my natural hair has been like kind of like low key hard, but like it's like a journey I'm like going on with myself and the
period.
So like, do it naturally instead of just like wearing wigs all the time. So I'm like going to do like a kerosene treatment, going to like do like slick back ponytails, Barbie ponytails. Like,
oh, I love
like,
that.
Like, I love a Barbie ponytail. Like, that's going to really like
snatch
like
a Barbie.
A Barbie. I want to get the Barbie. Like,
the yay.
And the thing is, like, they say the 360 is the fullest. Like, it's actually really fucking hard to do that bullshit.
Yeah, but I want to do it with my real hair.
A 360 wig.
You what? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing is like,
that's,
I would rather.
That's difficult.
When you're really trying to do a pony, it's expert just gotta be your level hair. Like, it's not the T. Like, when
with
you.
The unit? No.
No. Because it just looks, you could tell.
Like, yeah. You
know when a bitch got a fucking.
The screen door.
Now, I think, like, if you have a. If you have like a
the hard frontal.
No, never a hard front, diva. I would kill myself. Can you imagine going out and a fucking hard front?
I have
bangs. I'm not fucking
period. I feel like that's acceptable if you got bangs, but like I have with a hard front.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck.
Period. But that's kind of the old way. Like, that's very Mary Cosby of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that's the type of wig that Mary Cosby will wear. Like, I always look at Mary Cosby's wigs from Salt Lake City, and she's, like, so the type of woman that I grew up with in a way, where it's, like, this, like, type of, like, older black woman who has, like, the most expensive wig ever.
Right.
But she's had it for, like, 15 years. And it's, like, low-key, like, there's holes in it, and it's, like, kind of ratty, but she's taking good care of it.
You have to have your collection.
No, exactly. Like, I feel like it's kind of, when you walk into a woman's home, and you go into her fucking wardrobe, and you're, like, oh, my God. Like, these beautiful women.
No doubt. Like,
there's 10 beautiful girls in front of me. And
who has the best hair, though? Like,
I mean, like, Sasha.
Sasha's hair.
Best bundles.
But that's
best.
Like, does she even do extensions?
No, I think it's just keratin.
Yeah.
Like,
her natural hair.
So that's
her
natural hair.
Like, shout out to Sasha.
Sasha and Daffy are, like, in a competition.
I love Sasha.
Daffy Drum Loop. Are like
drum loop.
Yeah, those two have the most natural hair.
Hair, yeah.
Longest. But prove me wrong. Maybe somebody has more. Okay, So who? I have some questions.
Okay.
Oh. Are y'all ready for a question?
We're ready.
Well, okay. Well, because we're actually gonna answer these questions on the motherfucking Patreon. So I would just say this: like, is there anything you guys want to plug while we're here?
Men, stop being bitches. Like, start like paying. Like, no shade. Like.
Girl,
do you really?
It's like your products.
Oh, well, that's real. No, but I love that. You just said real. PSA. Like, you heard, do you have anything you want to plug? And you said it's time for a PSA. Is there anything happening for y'all in the upcoming near future that you would like to let the audience know about more so?
What do you have?
I have a BCCO mix coming out next week, and I have a fucking NTS residency.
That's
bitch.
So fab.
Like, I have a radio show, which is so crazy to me. Like, shout out to the Jeff Berries. It's called Jeff Berry Oasis. It's like all the music that, like, I feel like that, like, reshaped me. Like, I have a show to, like, showcase that.
Period.
I always say Rihanna's Disturbia, Birth, yes. Goth Jafar, Tattoo, Crazy Town's Butterfly, like, trance music, like, just so many, like, fab things. Yeah. Like, I just do, like, broadcast around the world.
Absolutely. Yeah. River, is there anything you want to plug?
And also, Barcelona 2020.
Oh, let's all move to
Give
Barcelona.
Give me bug, bitch. Primavera, like, I need to do a fucking Primavera boiler room. Like, I'm going to, like, if I do a
Primavera boiler room,
I'm going to literally give, like, sex, like, pop star, like, yes. On the decks fantasy. Like, I'm going to have choreography. Like, I
know that's right.
Literally, yes. Make you want to, like, fucking, like, plus, drop your panties. Like,
well, you're
bitches to fuck in the fucking audience.
Okay.
Like, I want you to
River, is there anything you want to plug before we end?
What do I have to plug? I have some songs coming out, some projects coming out with, like, some other artists. And next year, some new music.
So there's a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Oh my god, it's been so amazing having you guys on Money Talk.
Oh my god, it's been a fucking honor.
It has
on
been...
Angel Money Queen Radio, the re-up.
Yes, you guys were, I think this is my favorite episode I've ever done.
No, joking. This is amazing.
You guys are so incredible.
This episode is going to be so fun.
Yes, like... No, it is. Well, I love you guys so much.
Unholy Trinity.
Yes.
Destiny's abortion.
Before we go, okay. You have something else you want to add before we go, okay? What is it?
In New York, are you Team Dyson or are you Team Hoover?
Okay, right. Vote in the comments below. Are you Team Dyson or are you Team Hoover?
Who sniffs the best?
Which vacuum sniffs the best?
Dyson.
Or you're kind of a dyke son. I know that's right.
Yes.
Cool, period. Okay, well, I love you guys so much, and tune in next time for another conversation.
Love
you.
Bye.